This is the Hail Review on Hail Radio Cast.
Yo, what is good, ATL and the world? Welcome to another star-studded Saturday morning with the men of the Mail Review on Yale Radio Cast, the flagship show. What's going on out there, y'all? Hey, it's a rainy day in ATL, but we ain't gonna let that go ahead and stop our sunshine. Myself, Mark L., is in the building, in the studio. And to my right, the namesake of the flagship, of course, Mr. Yale in the building. Mr. Yale, what's going on, man?
I'm in recovery.
In recovery. Ladies and gentlemen, don't drink when you're at grown folks. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, recovery is a serious thing. Hey, but you know what? It's all right. Sometimes when you're in recovery, ladies and gentlemen, getting a little early morning leg will not hurt.
But the leg will always go.
The leg will always go. The leg shall always rise.
The leg will always
rise. The leg will always rise, ladies and gentlemen. That is right.
Oh, my God.
We is here. Man, I had a long week, brother.
Tell me about your week. Listen, I know you didn't answer the phone.
Well, look, man. So, first of all, you know, it's bad when you work and you take a day off. Like, you take a Monday off.
Tell me about it.
Listen, when you come back on Tuesday, it's like everything burned down. It's like somebody showed up and just lit it on fire while you were out just that Monday. You get back and everything is an emergency. Everything is a right now. Everything needs to happen. But see, when you mess around, take a Friday and then a Monday off. Everything that was left over on Thursday night comes back to haunt you on Tuesday morning. And let me tell you, this past Tuesday was the Mondayest damn Tuesday.
It was the Mondayest.
The Mondayest damn Tuesday I ever, man, they was on me all the way. I promise you, I don't think I shut my computer down until about 9.
Okay.
And I started working at about 8.
But get on.
I took a nap or two, but I mean, but yeah, never mind that. But anyway, it was a long week. I had a lot of work to get done. I did get my work done, so everything is cool. All is well. So my week was pretty good. What about yours, man?
My week was another week of dialing. Just another.
Well, it's 5 days, and then there's 5 great.
Shut up! But let me mute this motherfucking microphone. Jesus. The unyielding. And you know what? I have a grievance with that. Because that motherfucker name is Dylan. My name is Dylan. So I don't give a fuck about who y'all compare me to. I'm not. And I started off, I was going to try not to cuss.
Listen. Since we toward the end of the year, we gonna almost call this the. Is this the last?
No.
Last show of the season?
No.
We got one more show. We got one more show.
Yeah, the Christmas show.
The Christmas show. We should get Cool Mo D in here with the Treacherous Three, and they should do like the Django. Anyhow, but you did.
I would love to have that. Yeah, I would love to have
that.
The
would be great.
Here,
that would be great.
Make a call.
If I had my Sky Pages still, I had that number somewhere. I know it's in there. I know it. Hey, if y'all got my Sky Pages, just send it to me. Anyway, so even though I had a long week, you had a week of dialing. Tell me about your week.
I'm in recovery right now.
From the week or
from last night.
From last night, sir.
So I get a late call from my guy. Poker Jones.
Shout out Poker Jones.
Yeah, we got this event tonight at Backstage. We need you to work for those who, I hope everybody's aware at this point that what Yale Entertainment does, just the promotion and advertisement and stuff for events.
Yep.
Come out there, work the event, you know what I'm saying? Get some footage, put a package together for us.
Okay.
And I got out there, everything cool, because I had already saw the promo flyer going and already had a idea that I might get hit up. I really kind of wanted to chill, but money talk.
Money always talk. And it'd be loud, too. Hey! I know you need this.
So you just ain't going to ignore me sitting right here next to you?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. So I go out there and just he's out there. Then my guy Willie Mack shows up. Shout out to Willie Mack. To the legendary Willie Mack.
Right on, right on.
That's how he says it. That's literally how he says it. People, by the way, if you have not heard Willie Mack, that's literally how he says it. The legendary Willie Mack is in the building.
You better get on it, boy.
Exactly like that every time. Every time.
It's like a pimp name.
It's like back. Yes. The legendary. So he walks through the door. The legendary Willie Mack is in the building. Now, I've known both these brothers for an extended period of time.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then Bad News comes in, who we just interviewed on the indie circuit 2 weeks ago.
Okay, okay.
Shout
out Bad News.
And it's crazy just the camaraderie and the brotherhood that I saw last night. I've been known Willie Mack since 2007.
Okay, okay.
I've known Polka Jones since 2012.
Okay.
Just recently, last year, met Bad News.
Okay.
Right. But just to see these brothers who I know separately come together in the same building.
Yes, sir.
Organically.
Yeah.
That means their work is working for them.
That's good. That's outstanding.
Like, that's like, you know, this person and you know that person. And then because of what you do, everybody is requesting each other.
Got you. I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
So it's kind of like a nice symbiosis.
Yes, yes, yes. A nice psychosis. Exactly what you said.
No, that's not what I say. But right on.
What?
A symbiosis, sir.
Zoom type.
Yeah, exactly. Right on. I feel what you're saying. Oh, they was in that thing together.
That's what I said.
My man. Okay, yeah. Right on. I had to make sure I got that right.
It was like a humbling moment for me, dude.
Yeah, man.
You didn't know you. You didn't know you and y'all all here together like brothers, and they all on music together at this point. They've all done songs together.
Yeah,
man. And it was just a great night of performing and artists and brotherhood. And just, you know, I like the new sound of Southern Soul.
Okay.
Southern Soul has become my new hip hop.
You know what? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that.
Call in 678-813-1113. 678-813-1113.
So, what you just said right there, I was sitting there, I was talking to the lovely Dr. Trey about this very same thing, about listening to music. Shout out Dr. Trey. I was listening to some music. We were listening to some music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, okay, maybe I'm just old school. Maybe I'm just like my mother. Maybe I'm just like my father.
Never satisfied.
We're all screaming at each other. But that was my problem. Exactly the point. That comes right to the point. I'm listening to all the new trap music, and yeah, okay, look, everything has its place. Drunk and been smoking about 8 or 9, you know, before I leave the house, and then when I get to the club about 10 more.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's in here. We gin soaked. We liquor soaked. We deep in the brown liquor. We got us a little smoky smoke session going on. Everything's soft and some skin out. Everybody flirty and smiling and giggling. Yeah, I listen to trap music all motherfucking night because I don't care. You know, I don't care.
Right.
But if I just want to go chill somewhere, I can't do it, bro. And the music that has come out lately, as far as music to be able to hang out around, there ain't been too much of that. But I'm going to go back. I'm going to shout back out to Soul Sonic. Listen. Music. Let me tell you something. That music right there, and then I messed around, and you know, when you play stuff on Amazon, it gives you suggestions.
Let me circle back.
Never wanted to do Bruno. Though.
Let me.
Until I hope
you
recently.
Did. I hope you didn't want to do Bruno.
Bruno Mars music. Don't play.
I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, technical difficulties will be experienced in the studio. If I got to turn this table over,
we always ask for clarity.
We need clarity because it could be a man or a woman
on fire. Yo, let me holler at Grussel Heart Radio, the Grussel Queen, Miss Boss Lady. Coffee is in my cup. If you listen to my story, I'm telling you I'm in recovery, man.
Recovery.
I am in such a yes.
He don't want to see another Hennessy bottle until an hour from now. He has to recover. Listen.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so, man, but music, like, just where it is right now. Mm-hmm. And I even spoke with Boss Lady, shout out to her, about this, about Now you have to find music.
Yes.
It's always been here because always hear like hip hop is dead and hip hop is gone and no more good music. The radio. And what people don't realize is the radio is dead.
Yeah. That's
the problem. You're still stuck in a dead zone of you haven't grown.
Canned playlists.
Right. Some people out there still got iPods.
What?
Yes.
What's an iPod? I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm unfamiliar. You have to actually search for the music that you want to find now.
Yeah, man.
It's a new era. Kind of like even with Yale RadioCast. We stream online music. Go to YaleRadioCast.com.
Absolutely.
We stream artists. And we have multiple stations preference to your liking.
Yeah.
We have an R&B station. We have a trap station, if you will. We have a lyrical based station, if you will, and then we have a general station, if depending on what your preference is, that you know
we'll tailor it for you.
We'll cater for you, and all of these artists are out here. The problem is that media is highlighting the bad music only because of the image.
Right, I got you.
So
by how it displays,
yes,
how it plays.
But if that's the moneymaker, see, this is the problem with us. That's become the moneymaker, but we made that the moneymaker.
Correct.
If we would kind of switch what we are really interested in instead of this bull crap, maybe the sound would change.
That's it.
Just like you're talking about Soul Sonic, they've made it. They broke through the window or through the ceiling to bring a older sound back.
And the thing about it is, as I listen to them, I'm starting to see that there were other things out there. It's just I didn't know where to go.
Because when you click on that playlist of that, and they'll say, if you like that, you'll like this person, yes, this person. That's and perfect. Now you're finding good music or the music that's really always been here,
yeah,
that we just have to search and find now.
I know.
That's purpose real. Of your radio cast is to actually bring good quality music and talented artists. So out there. But what is missing in hip hop that I've noticed is just that camaraderie. You got little small cliques,
but
at one point in time, hip hop, everybody was in it together.
Right.
We in this together, brother.
Right. It's like, yeah, I mean, because that was the thing. The hip hop world, though it was large, was a lot. More tightly knit.
Right.
So now you come into a world where everybody's doing in their different corners and people starting to pick areas to hold down and this is where I'm from and this is better than that. And you know, you got all that. But I mean, you're right. As far as trying to get the camaraderie back, how are we going to get that? I mean, I'm going to tell you, I don't think you can get that way through battle rhyming. But then again, maybe you can. Now, let me say this.
Well, actually, they know each other.
They do know each other.
Kind of hang out.
They hang out together.
It's almost like it's just entertainment. It's just entertainment.
So we just
a lot of these guys actually sat in the room with each other and said, oh, you go against me, I'm going to fuck you up.
Okay, got
you. So
just a little.
It's like how we talk shit here.
Exactly. It's like
you up in here looking like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Hey, listen.
And me being Jesus. Hey, all white.
That's what we're doing. That's how we're doing it today. We're gonna talk about
so I'm seeing these guys who probably ain't even known each other that long.
Yeah.
Bonding.
That's it.
The ladies in there, the dudes giving honor and credit to the women.
Okay.
The
way it's supposed to be, huh?
The women giving honor and credit to the men.
The way it's supposed to be.
The way it's supposed to be.
Right.
I had a whole moment.
You were in Negro heaven.
I was in Negro heaven. No, you know what?
The music was good.
Whoa. I was around grown folks.
You was in grown folks at backstage.
No, I was at grown folks.
Oh, and you was backstage.
No, I wasn't backstage.
Oh, okay, gotcha. No, okay. No.
They don't want me backstage.
Actually, I was backstage. Well, okay, hold it.
I was backstage, but I'm always working.
We're gonna talk about that on Mark L. at the Dark. No. Okay, so right now. So you were there, you were around grown people. Mm-hmm. And that makes all the difference.
Yes.
Interesting stuff,
so,
man.
So yeah, man, but we want everybody to call in 678-813-1113. We need a topic. What's hot? You know what? Whoa. I got some.
What you got, man?
I got something.
What you got, bro?
Let's talk about your homeboy, Joe Bizzle. Ooh, let's talk about yoga. Let's talk about, because you know I've been waiting on this one.
He's been waiting.
Ooh, I've been salivating for this one.
He's been waiting.
Because y'all been all on that man nutsack. You've been on that man nutsack. Yeah, Joe Biden going to come save us black folks. He said, if you ain't black, if you don't vote for his bitch ass.
Sir, I have my own nutsack. Thank you very much.
And you was riding another one. You already said you wear kilts.
I do wear kilts.
I understand easy access.
But my nutsack is underneath my kilt, sir. What he is referring to, ladies and gentlemen, as he sits there and tries to take aim at my fashion sense. Recently, it was discovered that student loan payments are set to restart February 1st, and everybody is hollering the same question I'm hollering.
Talk about your savior.
What about loan forgiveness? Now, you remember... We talked about this during the campaign.
And I said it was bullshit.
During election time.
You think so, darling?
That was a big selling point. Loan forgiveness.
Y'all buy anything this goofy motherfucker say.
Well, here's the thing.
You think so, darling?
Here's the deal.
Go ahead.
As my man would say. Mm-hmm. Now, loan forgiveness.
It's malarkey.
Loan forgiveness has been a conversation, you know, over the past few presidents, I want to say. Where we're talking about the fact that, you know, Americans have taken out these student loans in order to go to school. And then after they go to school, they're required to pay the loans back, right? The problem is the interest rates on those loans are so ridiculous sometimes that before you can get a steady job, you're already in the hole $50,000, $60,000, $100,000. Those people that have gone for advanced degrees, there's no telling up to $200,000 worth of loans to get you through school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole thing about loan forgiveness kind of started a conversation with Bernie. Bernie Sanders started talking about it a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm, he did.
Okay. And then that just became something everybody latched on to, and everybody wants to be forgiven for their loans. Hell, I want to be forgiven for my loans. Who would say, hey, man, Dollar, you know what? I owe you $20. Might as well you just let that go. You'd be like, you know what? It's cool. But then, you know, I got four ties slashed. And we ain't, look, $20. Listen, I'm saying, everybody wants to get their loans forgiven. The question is, how is this affecting the economy? But more importantly, how is this affecting my pocket? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Because now, I'm going to tell you, they did pause it during the pandemic. They did pause student loans.
I understood that.
So we don't have to pay it back during that time frame. But the economy still ain't recovered, man. I think somebody told me they paid $20-something for a roast in the store. A pie roast? A hunk of meat, son?
Yeah.
I don't think the economy is recovered enough for me to have to come off some student loan money. I'm just saying, Joe, if you're listening, what you want to say to Joe Biden right now? Bing bong. Fuck your life. Yo.
So it was a bunch of malarkey.
You know, Biden tricked y'all. That way with Gressel Hard Radio. That's the boss lady.
Yeah, that's Miss Boss Lady.
Boss Lady said Biden tricked all y'all to get in the office. Trump was giving people the money. But you see,
ooh,
I can talk about that side of it too.
Let's go.
All y'all that got them PPP loans, y'all's day is coming. Let me tell you something. If you thought they were just giving you some money, you're going to have to prove what you did with that money. Let me tell you. The thing that they're talking about with these PPP loans is with the companies, and they're talking about there's a labor shortage. I think that's what they've stated. They stated it's a labor shortage. Mm-hmm. But I heard something the other day, quote unquote. I did my research, so you know I was in YouTube and TikTok and Facebook, you know. So I checked some things out, and come to find out that what it looks like is that they took these PPP loans to try to keep everybody working, and then they got shut down for the pandemic, and now they come back and they try to get people to work these jobs for these low-ass prices, knowing that people can't take those jobs because here I am going to work 8 hours for this little bit of money that's not going to cover my bills, and then you turn around and you say it's a labor shortage because they don't want to work for this shitty money. Right. But you have to prove that you're doing something with that PPP loan, so it's a big-ass sham.
Pass, PPP.
So I'm going to just say business.
That's what a lot of people did with that PPP.
Yeah, but, pass. Hey, listen, I'm just saying. You know, hey, Markel Entertainment is coming up. I mean, you know, I got to do something with it. Would you like a job? The you know, PPP, and listen, that little couple dollars might have came in handy for some folks. PPP,
piss poor planning.
Yeah, piss poor planning.
Yeah, PPP.
You might have just did something with that boy. Shout out to the upper room. They like, yo, this motherfucker spit. But no. But just coming back to the whole thing about the student loans thing. I mean, that's a big task to try to overtake. Right. And I feel you. And you laugh because see, you have to understand one thing about working with this man here. His ability to be convinced of anything is very difficult. So when he heard the plan that he was gonna pay off all his student loans, he started laughing. Then. He was like, y'all, that's the hill y'all gonna go with that. Y'all think that's what's gonna happen? Niggas gonna take a bunch of money and just
say they forgave a lot of PPP loans. So
they forgave a lot of people's PPP loans. Those were the lucky ones. Yeah, the ones that didn't though. Ooh, y'all, they
forgave the loans that were murky, that seemed like it might have had some validation behind it. But yeah, you ain't convincing me. You ain't just gonna tell me some shit, man. I'm sorry, y'all.
You ain't going for it.
I ain't going for nothing.
You didn't think the student loans were gonna be.
Man, it's look.
What about some? Okay, so now check it out now. Let me tell you now. So the concept is they would like. So here's the thing. They have pushed it back. They pushed it back into the hands of Congress, mm-hmm. in the Senate. And they said, hey, you know, his spokesperson says, hey, if they send him a bill, he'll sign it.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't sent him a bill yet. So he leaves it in their hands to decide. I mean, that's president. That's just president. Come on, man. There ain't been a perfect dude in that office in many years. No? I didn't even try to throw in the Obama savior for you. There hasn't been a perfect guy in that office for many years. The least perfect of those guys was
Obama. I agree. Was Obama?
No, sir. The least perfect of those guys was not Obama. Okay. Out of the last three, I'm gonna say
Trump.
I'm gonna
say it was Obese.
You gonna say it's Obama?
Yeah. Trump came in saying "fuck your kids." I co-signed that.
You co-signed
FDK.
That?
FDK. I am the president. He identified with yes.
That's
yes.
how he felt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
At any
no,
rate.
I'm just joking. You know,
you know what?
Really, the thing is,
they all.
I don't.
All
this is why I don't think Donald Trump was the worst president because he actually did what he said he was going to do.
He said
I was going to take care of these folks over here. Fuck y'all. Did he not do that? We was the people that got fucked. That's how it works. He didn't say, "Oh, I'm here to take care of everybody."
He never said that.
Gave us a hint. What do you got to lose, black people? You better get on this Donald train. You better ride with the D-ster, baby.
So you're not black.
I have a couple of black people. Look at my black people.
Oh, my
here.
Goodness.
Look at my wife, Melania. Look at my daughter. Isn't my daughter sexy as hell?
Oh, my God. That's terrible news.
That's my daughter. If I was it. But look at my black people. I got a couple. You want to get on the train?
He was giving us a warning. Like, if you ain't over here, you about to get screwed. He did what he said he was going to do. I can't hate that.
Obama got on and said, I'm going to take care of everybody. And yes, we can. And I'm here for everybody. And he didn't take care of everybody. You know who didn't take care of? The percentage that he is. The 50% black that he is.
He didn't take care.
He took care of the other half. He took care of his white side. He lied to this side. Oh, yeah, so busy. Yes, we can. And girl, look at him. He's so sexy. Oh my God. We was up here. Look at his wife. Good Lord. Look at his wife over there. Oh my God. And he had a family and he was so prestigious and pristine and he stepped out there looking presidential. We ate it up. I did too. That man got in there. I cried. We all said, we made it.
This is true.
His first duty was bailing out the banks and the auto industry. Then he gave us 200 funky ass dollars. Did he not, Marcus?
This happened. He was trying to stimulate the income
with $200.
He was trying. Listen, Somebody, look, you, don't play now. You walk outside right now, somebody say, hey, man, here go $200. What you going to say? What is this?
Not when like, you just it. Gave an industry billions on top of billions, Donald Trump. I'm just going to run the gauntlet and give everybody everything. I'm emptying the swamp. You get a Bentley. You get a Bentley. You get a Bentley. Because that's what people tried to do. That's what the black people tried to do with their money, get Bentleys. Then they couldn't afford them because they got the money. Then they got the PPP loan. Then they got the motherfucking, because they had like, Felicia over there had like 9 kids. So she got money on top of every kid. And then she had a Bentley for 2 months and got repossessed on month number 4.
Terrible.
The ones in jail are the ones that got them for meals. Okay.
For meals.
Joe looked like he was lying.
No. He looked like he was lying.
He looked like he was lying.
Like, I'm paying off all the student loans. You just wasn't falling for it. She wasn't falling for it.
Oh my God, y'all ain't that shit.
So, all right. So those people
tried to sell America to China.
Stop it.
Tried. They already own. They can't sell it when they already own it.
You know, that's one thing. I need. I'm gonna start a corner on the Mail Review. Call in to teach Marky or something. If anybody can explain to me. If anybody can explain to me the whole concept of the debt ceiling, you know, where the country almost goes, where they shut the country down.
Right.
Can somebody call and explain to me what that means? And where does the money come from? Because this is what I think about when I think about the debt ceiling. Rent is due on the 1st. Okay.
Okay.
On the 3rd, you have reached your debt ceiling. On the 5th, they're going to put your ass out.
Remember, now I will say this.
But where the money come from? Did you have a rent party? I mean, did the Chinese give you money?
Don't they make the money?
So you telling me if I got an HP printer and I say, you know what, rent is due on the 1st. We got to the 3rd. I need to give me some green ink, some black ink, cotton paper.
It's blue. It's
blue. Okay, we'll talk.
I'll tell you what, because I helped some people.
We'll talk about that.
Shout out to
the upper room. Shout out to the upper room. We're just playing. We're just kidding. Or are we though? No. But
PPP.
Where does that money come from? So somebody call it and teach Mark L.
Yeah, teach me something.
Because it's like, oh, we reached the debt ceiling, but to shut the government down. So you telling me y'all about to take the day off because y'all got to go to the mint and make some money? Is that what's happening? Can somebody explain? Look, can y'all put this together for me?
Now, I do know this. This is what I talk shit about Obama. I defend his blackness.
Yeah, but
because
white guy,
a lot of people hated him because of his colors. It didn't have nothing to do with what he did, good or bad.
This is
a lot of people hated him just because he was a half black man. I'm always gonna say that. I'm never gonna give him full credit.
You're gonna give him full credit.
No, never. But they hated his black side, right?
Okay.
So in conversation, I often found myself defending him because this ain't even about his beliefs.
Because it really ain't.
So, like, even when he raised the debt ceiling, I think he did it like 4 times.
Yeah, he had to. Because the government is going to shut down.
Now these,
I don't know what that means.
Now these same goofy motherfuckers who, but y'all got Ronald Reagan raised the debt ceiling 21 times during his presidential term. So let's have that conversation. If you're going to make it about this, let's talk about y'all great white hope. Ronald Reagan and him raising it 21 times.
Let me cut in right quick. Speaking of Reagan, do we need to have this? No, we that's a Marco like the dog topic for real. Speaking of Reagan, wait a minute. You don't know about the we're about to take a break and come back and talk about Dutch's wife.
Let's go on a break. We got some news.
All I gotta say is you know, you remember that time, Mr. Mark and Super. We're going to come back and talk about it after the break.
Okay.
But no, we're going to come back to that. Let's finish the Reagan part. But, okay. Yeah, you just said Reagan. That just brought my attention to something. It was deep. It was deep. But no. So Ronald Reagan raised that show 21 times.
Yes.
What does this mean? What does that mean? Does that mean, you owe a certain amount of money. We're going to give you some more space to pay it.
To pay it, yeah.
So it's like an extension.
It's like...
But on who? Who we paying this money to? Who are we paying this money to? I may say, look, they say the only, okay, never mind. We'll come back and we'll
they're,
talk.
They're paying it to whoever you believe that they tell you they're paying it to. Mister, I have faith in my great governmental structure guy.
First of all, I never said I had faith in it. I said I'm watching these motherfuckers. I'm watching these motherfuckers. That's what I said. I want to know what's going on. Look, turn the lights on in this motherfucker. This turn the lights on. Look, hashtag turn the lights on in this upper room. Turn the lights on. I want
to
see.
They're trying to turn the lights off in this.
They're trying to cut the lights off.
I promise you, they.
I'm telling you, because I don't understand it. That ceiling. I need somebody to call and explain that to me. But yeah, so.
All right. So we're going to go on a break.
Yes.
And but we want some call-ins, people. Thank y'all for tuning in. Hold up. We got one comment. Give it to us.
The government is a corporation, and the money comes from your Social Security number that has your money in a trust. Mm. If they don't tell you about, oop, let me stop.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Did we just lose our signal? Where's she at?
Watch out for the upper room.
I can understand it, but it's crazy. Like, how can I get in that line? Do they got a line where they be giving that money out?
Yeah.
We'll be back. They do.
They do.
Okay. I need to go to the front. Where the VIP section? Where can I walk around the metal detector? Oh, well. That didn't happen. It sounded like something. Oh, you know what?
Section. It's a VIP line.
It's a VIP line.
Yes, it is. Mm.
It wasn't at the Capitol on January 6th.
Yeah, because it was.
Somebody got 5 years behind it. Oh, we'll be back, y'all. We're going to come back. We just talked. Look, today we just shooting the shit, man, like two guys do after trying to recover from a night of Hennessy bottles, apparently.
Right. Yes.
So we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to pay these bills. We're going to let y'all check out some things and stay tuned with the Mail Review. Be right back.
This is Dylan Yale, the program director of Yale Entertainment and Yale Radio Cast. If you feel like you're the person to talk about politics, sports, entertainment, and more, Yale Radio Cast is giving opportunities to those who are interested in a career in podcasting. We are now being heard by over 20 streaming platforms, including iHeartRadio, Pandora Music, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, and more. Let Yale Radio Cast be the brand that delivers your voice to the world. Contact us at yaleradiocast.com or email us at yaleent1@gmail.com. The Yale brand is the gold standard, and this is Yale Radio Cast. Get the business.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Mimi Yo. If you have a business or an event you'd like to promote, I really want to bring Yale Radio Cast to the top of your mind. We are on all streams of media. We will advertise and promote your business on all streams. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on TuneIn. We're on iHeartRadio. You want to support your business? You want to build your brand? We're here to help support you. You got a product? You have something that you want to promote? We give customized packages. You can't miss. Again, hit us up at YaleENT1. That's YaleENT1 at gmail.com. Hit us up. We're YaleRadioCast.com.
They doubted greatness when I told them I embodied it. Slick Rick, the ruler, man, I'm on my lighty.
Yale Radio Cast, the gold standard of online radio. We already bring you all hits all day, but this one right here is for my hip-hop heads. Tune in to Lyrical Exercise Radio. All bars, all day. You already know how we bring it from the East Coast to the West Coast to down South and even international. Hip Hop Ain't Dead is right here on Yale Radio Cast.
Yeah, man, check this out. This one goes out to the independent artists. If you can't get any airplay, you're not getting the promotion that you feel you need, and you need a buzz, holler at us at Yale Radio Cast. To let one of our multiple packages, if you are an artist or if you're a manager of an artist, register your music directly on our website, YaleRadioCast.com, and we can have you on the air within 48 hours. Once again, Yale Radio Cast, doing it for the independent artists because we support independent artists. You already know what it is. Get you a buzz. The motto, get the business. I'm preparing for millions.
It's your boy, you don't need no checking in, man.
What's going on? This your boy, Ether.
This presidential worthy, vote for me, Rap Analytics, man. We up in here.
Check us out every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. on yeahradiocast.com.
You want your perspective, we're going to give you ours.
Man, if you into this hip-hop culture, we got all the information you need.
We're going to be breaking down everything from old school to new school, battle rap, fashion.
Anything that has to revolve around hip-hop, we're going to bring it to you from today's perspective for what's popping in the news right now. Hip-hop, rap. Analytics go hand in hand.
Rap Analytics, YaleRadioCast.com, baby. We live.
Yale Entertainment, Yale RadioCast. We're back from the commercial break. The mail review. How y'all doing this Saturday afternoon?
It's almost afternoon. It's close. You still recovering, man. You still got some hours.
It's 11:59.
Oh, okay. Well, afternoon comes in. Okay, I'm sorry. I was being specific. I'm sorry. I gotta be more specific, sir. Sorry. I gotta be more specific, sir.
Yeah, that'll knock you back a few hours. Yo,
you just dropped pause. You just dropped the load on me.
Oh no. You gotta say pause. No, you gotta say pause. Well, look, I can't believe look. Okay, listen. Unless you've been under a rock for the past 7 days.
I have been, apparently.
Apparently. Unless you've been under a rock for the past 7 days. I was just telling my man here, since we, like I said, we just shooting the shit. We just free-balling it on this Saturday. I was telling my man here about how I woke up on Saturday morning in total and utter shock when Nancy Reagan was trending on Twitter.
Come
now,
on, Nancy.
Ronald Reagan, he pops up every now and again. You know, Dutch was a beloved U.S. president. Dutch was also an actor in Hollywood. Bedtime for Bonzo. We're not going to go into all of that. But, you know, I'm used to that happening. But then all of a sudden, Nancy Reagan was trending. So,
Nancy.
Let me just run down this little story here.
I got it. More.
You got it?
I got it.
Listen, people.
I
didn't know.
I got it.
And maybe you weren't supposed to know.
Maybe that's the part. That's the VIP line. That's the VIP line.
Oh boy.
Listen. Wow.
How did that happen, sir?
Nancy Reagan is trending for allegedly. That's the VIP line. They will denounce it.
Allegedly, you gotta learn that word.
Being renowned in Hollywood for performing oral sex.
Wow.
Nancy Neck. There's why it's more. Here's why it's
down
more complex than it seems. Hundreds of tweets about Nancy Reagan went viral this weekend. If you're like me, you are super confused. But don't fret, because I've got you covered with an explainer to what the fuck happened.
What happened?
Oh man, let's see. We got more this weekend. Oh my god, man, they went in on Nancy. I've been waiting on this moment though. Everybody's called it. It's Nancy's turn. It is Nancy's time.
Lord, is that this, what happened?
Yes. This is Madonna 63. This is Nancy 64. Trashy living versus classy living. Which version of yourself do you want to be? Okay, and that's what led the spiral of Nancy catching these online hands of the internet.
Listen.
The interwebs gave her these hands. Hold on one second. We got a couple of comments. Trey Michaels. She was the first lady of the Thope Baby.
Oh
hey! Hey! And Trey Michaels is back!
Listen, dude.
The first lady of Thope Baby.
Look. I just know I saw a lot.
Let's happen. Go over some of these tweets that you saw, Marcus.
Man,
oh
listen.
My God, we're going.
Imagine this tweet being how you found out Nancy Reagan's head game was rumored to be lethal. Nancy said, "No kids left behind before any other politician did."
Oh man! Oh man!
I just. Look, now, here's the funny part, folks. Now, I'm definitely a
so
peruser.
She was the secret throat goat. This is better than living out living out loud.
Yes. Is that better than living out loud? Look, I was speechless, Trey. I got to tell you. I sat there and I stared at my phone for an hour laughing. just laughing. Because here's the thing, and I want people to understand this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't have a problem with her being the throat goat.
No.
I got no problem. As no. a matter of fact, we applaud. I'm appreciative of those yes. who are into the oral Look arts. Here.
I applaud a throatologist.
I would like to give you a standing. Never mind. I'd like to give you standing.
I applaud throatologists.
I do applaud this. This is not a diss to anybody who performs this. No problem at all. I have no problem with Nancy Reagan either. My problem was you tried to use one woman to tear another woman down, and it turns out that it backfired. And instead,
she caught these interwebs hands.
You caught these hands. Now, you know, I'm pretty sure. Now, you know, if Nancy was still here, she'd be like, "So, I'm still Nancy Reagan."
Some footage I could show you right now, bitches.
I'm saying, but the fact that you tried to use this person to try to shame another person and it backfires so stupendously.
We love that.
I love that.
We love a good backfire.
I love that, but just that was just a shocking way. I mean, look, it's like saying, look, I'm going to set myself on fire, but you actually doing it at a fireworks display
right
on the 4th of July on live TV.
Oh, man.
Did you have to go that far with it?
So let's read it. According to Kitty Kelly's biography, Nancy Reagan was renowned in Hollywood for performing oral sex. Just say yes, Nancy. Wow! Just say yes, Nancy, in the days when she was Nancy Davis, was known to give the best blowjob in town, not only in the evening, but in offices. That was one of the reasons that she was very popular on the MGM lot. It must have made her very popular with Ronnie as well. Oh, Nancy. Nancy.
Nancy.
And we over here mad at them. Well, they were mad at old Billy Clinton with the cigar. Trey, I hollered for quite some time when I saw Twitter. Yep, because there are many more sexually free women than we want to admit. They just move in silence. Well, I've always been saying that y'all are wide open to men. Y'all just try to hide that shit. Y'all often say,
but it's because of the shame. It's because of shit like this that makes them hide it.
Y'all
though.
Often say, we do more than men. We get away with it. We cheat better.
I've heard that.
And I've taken that into understanding that that just means y'all doing more and we just don't know about it.
I could
see what you're saying because of the shaming that comes behind it. I'll give a bit of credit to that.
You got to give credit to that, man. Because, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Because, I mean, why would this even be a big deal?
Right. Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, what we discover is that these are both women. Who cares how trashy Madonna is compared to Nancy Reagan? What they're saying is they're still both women.
Right.
They still did what they did when they did what they did, right?
Right, 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 right.
I got no problem with it. Throw it on.
One more comment says, for the record, there's nothing wrong with Nancy Reagan being promiscuous in her youth, just like there's nothing wrong with Madonna being provocative in her 60s. If you really want to find ways in which these two women are different, look at how they responded to AIDS. That was a slick drag right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's cover that. Let's cover that. So we got a hot topic right here. Women have to hide their sexuality in no longer in 2021.
No.
Maybe back then I would understand that. I understand it for back then because, I mean, just the society's views of how a woman should carry herself, right?
Right.
This makes you a woman. These actions don't. I get that. Are we still, we're no longer there, right? Women are so sexually liberated. But I pose this question and I want y'all to call in 678-813-1113. I know Trey might gonna call in because she gets up for this type of shit.
Oh, wait a minute. Dun.
Now women are so sexually liberated.
Mm-hmm.
Is it out of control that they are too sexually liberated?
Mm. Is there such a thing?
I would say so.
You think so?
It's always, what do they say when a man likes to have sex with everybody? He's a sex addict, and we got to send him through. And I was like, you're an addict because you like to do what we're actually put here to do. We are literally.
Does that make you an addict? Right.
Right. You literally put here to do what they, t- too much of it. Now, I could say that there's an addiction if it interferes with you being able to survive and live your regular life.
Right.
That's what we look at. And not able to focus on work, or it comes addiction where now you're interested in some stuff you probably should. Ooh, look at that kitten over there.
Hey, hold it.
What?
What? Sir. What? Huh?
You know, then I can see that's where it's an addiction.
Okay.
And maybe that's what it is and they don't say it. Chris Brown was in rehab for being a sex addict.
Wasn't it Montel Williams?
And who's to say that those were the addictions?
I mean, this is correct.
But I'm saying this is why I'm asking, has it possibly become out of control for women
to be so sexual?
Because now, but I ain't gonna lie, I see some stupid shit. You online sucking a cucumber and spitting on a cucumber?
I've seen that.
I think
I got that saved. I mean, go ahead. Why are you sucking that cucumber like that? Never mind your question.
Yeah, let me pull this back and analyze. Why are you so interested in this cucumber?
Why are you sucking that cucumber like that? Why are you sucking that pickle like that?
Wait, you got another one? Let me see how grotesque this next one is too.
Go down her stream list and see. But no, I feel you.
See what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. So, but here's the thing though. I always equate things, right? And you can call it a false equivalency. Some people will. I always equate things. So let's say you never had nothing before and you suddenly get something.
I know.
Aren't you a little flashy? Aren't you a little out there?
Yes.
Until it calms down a little bit?
Yes, but that doesn't make it a bad thing nonetheless. Like dialing once upon a time, and I'll address this coming by Trey Michaels in a minute. Once upon a time, I was, you know, young, shy, dialing, didn't get out much. So once,
sorry, who is it?
Yeah, he's a real thing. He's a real thing. He is a real thing.
Everybody
that you know that knows me has admitted. my brother Tyrone Roberts has said that.
Shy guy.
Yeah, he was a real thing.
I'm gonna go back.
It's not an urban legend.
I'm gonna go back and meet.
Okay,
that dude.
So
cut off all your head.
Like, so when I finally started getting out, I was going out all the time because I never went out.
Okay.
I was always in the house.
Okay.
Sheltered a bit.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I do understand that, but it became a problem because now it's interfering with me being able to work, being the best. I'm going out. I'm staying out till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning,
right.
6 in the morning.
You over there.
I gotta be to work at 7. I'm saying be to work at 7, working 2 jobs, getting off 1 job, going to the other job, getting off the job at 9 o'clock, being back out in the streets back at 10. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So that is too much of something, and it has it's a little
negative impact
mm-hmm. on me. As I'm saying, like I was out till 2 o'clock last night and I couldn't even hang, at least it was two though.
So that was a little early.
So going into Trey Michaels, women ain't any worse than men when it comes to sexual freedom. Why is it a problem? Okay, Trey, I get you. This is why it's a problem, because you said when men was doing it's a problem.
So in other words,
right? Didn't they say all the men you shouldn't do XYZ? Fill in the goddamn blank.
Okay.
So
okay.
Now you're saying that, well, it's not a problem now that we doing it as women. Well, if it was a problem when we was doing it as men, it's a problem that both of us are doing it. It doesn't make it wrong now that everybody is doing it. If it was wrong then, it's wrong now.
Gotcha.
It's like I've heard a particular group of women that be circling around here every now and then on your radio cast always say, a man did this to me, so that's why I did that to him. Oh, so that means it's okay or is it wrong?
Right.
It doesn't make it okay that you did it too. It just means that two wrong people are doing it instead of one.
Okay, I got you.
Who said it? Oh my God, Trey ain't doing this with you, Trey.
Who said what?
I don't know. Trey. Who said whatever I said? I go on my dialing rants.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yes. Who said it? Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, so you want to know who said that?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think I understand where you're going with that. It's either okay for everybody or it's okay for nobody.
There.
Okay. So are you from a point of why y'all trying to get revenge? Why not we just all stop doing it?
Right. This is what I heard last week, what was said.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was talking about how good, clean, and wholesome that they were as a woman. And then I said, me and the brother that was sitting across from me was telling them, I'm not. I only do such and such to you when you do such and such to me.
Ah, I felt like a revenge thing, like we keeping score.
So that still doesn't make you wrong because you, okay, I go rob Mark L. Mark L comes back and shoots Dylan. That doesn't make okay what you did because I did something to you.
Correct. I still got to face.
You still got to face the judge, jury, and executioner of your actions. It doesn't lessen it any bit anymore or whatever just because it's different.
It's,
you know,
still two bad acts.
It's still two bad acts. Trey Michaels.
The only issue I have is when women are doing this shit to pander to men rather than for reasons related to their own pleasures and desires.
Address that.
Okay. So basically, from if I'm understanding you correctly, Trey, basically just by saying, okay, wait, I don't see that men are being discouraged from that behavior. Men are traditionally encouraged to sow their oats. This is true. That's a tradition. That's something that we learned from
you. Patriarchy.
Yeah, the goddamn patriarchy.
PPP.
The piss poor patriarchy. No, but she's right.
Patriarchy panders to pussy.
Oh, stop it. PPP. It does.
Yes.
But
we got you another started PPP.
Something. You might have started something there.
Patriarchy panders to pussy.
I'm not just know we're going to get a fax that says no more P words on the show.
yes, Mr. Upper Room.
Yes, Mr. Upper Room, right away. But that's correct. We are taught as men. And yes. We're coming up to sow our oats and to run out there and let's run down there and grab us one of those sheep or cattle or whatever they tell bulls to do, young bulls to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying.
I had to be specific.
Nobody told me to go get a sheep.
Right? Where were you living at?
In Chicago.
I like shepherd pie. Okay, so anyway. But that's what we're taught to do. We're groomed to do that, right? And then, but we're also groomed on the other side of that to look at women as being promiscuous or easy or being hoes or being sluts or being all these wonderful things that we like to call these ladies. If they aren't sitting there waiting in the house for one of us marauding wolves to come by and take her away from it all and make her an honest woman and all that good shit that we're taught, right?
I hate that saying.
Hey.
And she always,
I think you should be honest before I get there.
Yes.
You should. You better be. Or we got a whole other situation.
Oh, my God. I hate that phrase. When you going to marry that girl and make an honest woman out of her? Shut the hell up. She need to already be one.
She should be honest already.
You out my baby. Make her an honest woman.
That's why you're broke now. You out here, man. Still out.
Can't turn her whole into. Oh, we don't like that phrase.
You don't like that phrase at all.
Y'all don't like that phrase.
They don't like that phrase. Nobody like that.
Terrible. Men ain't looked down on for hoeing. Shit, we do. We all need to be more discerning. Men are applauded for getting plenty of pussy and not looked down on for having sex and being sexual when they want. Men, Trey Michaels, are called dogs. So I don't know any worse word than a dog. A hoe ain't even worse than a dog. A overly sexual man is saying, and there's a phrase for that. It don't even say some men. The phrase goes, all men are dogs. So we all, even before we have one piece of pussy, are told we are a dog. Because the phrase says, all men are dogs.
Does that mean boys are puppies?
All men.
Does that mean boys are puppies?
All men.
I mean boys.
Puppies. Men. Boys to men.
Boys, to,
boys become men.
This is right.
Yeah.
So they must be puppies.
No. Yeah. That's a dog. Yeah.
Okay. I can work with that. I can work with that. But yeah, we are. But you know what's funny? We just blow past that though.
And that's the thing.
We actually take on the battle.
And there is the thing. That's why it's so different, Trey. We actually don't give a flying shit what you call us. It's almost like I would say the word nigga. We taking the word nigga and say, okay, that's my word. We gonna make it cool. You right, I am a dog. Y'all done got offended. You a hoe. Oh my God, please look at me differently. I'm so much more than just a hoe. I'm a great woman.
Nowadays,
I can say, okay, I am a dog. Okay. But I've always said, yeah, I am. But, and you still want this dog. See, so that's where the thing has come where men are kind of like, we've turned it into, okay, cool. I'm cool with that.
Okay. Now, but nowadays,
yeah,
they started to embrace that. Because I remember when using the H word was a bad thing.
Ho.
They use it now.
Ho.
They use it now.
Yeah, I saw a video and a girl referred to herself as a ho. It was a TikTok video and she was talking. This ho over there turned up at the end of the video. She called herself a ho. So since y'all cool with it, don't tell me to stop. Don't tell me to stop now.
Well, see, but it's okay when you say it. Yeah, but it does. It's not okay when you say
it. I don't give a flying fuck. Shit. Guess what?
Views of Yale Entertainment are not the views
of Dialing Yale.
The views of Dialing Yale. Yeah, the views of Dialing Yale. Not the views of Yale Entertainment. That's a puzzle wrapped in an enigma.
So oxymoronic.
So oxymoronic. That means you can't get him. He's double indemnified. What? They cancel each other out.
Oh man.
Trey says, yeah, but it don't make them not marriage material or mess up their chances for other shit socially. It doesn't fuck them up the same way that being known as hoe does for women. You know what?
I agree with that.
Because look,
if a man is a dog, you want to marry a dog?
They still get married.
Do you want to?
They still get married.
Do you want to is the question.
They still get married.
Yeah. Shit. Underage girls are getting married. That don't mean it's right.
No, it doesn't make it right.
Okay, so do they want to?
Yeah.
So they want to marry a dog.
They want to marry a man. And you said, according to the equation.
Knowing that he's a dog,
but
not that he's a man.
But
if Patrina Harrison came across Dylan Williams' path, when she did, and right there, I said, hey, see me? Because she said, I know you got fans. And at that moment, knowing I had all these fans, and I proposed to her in the moment that I still had fans, and I say, will you marry? She like, nigga, please.
You got too many fans.
You got too many fans. Why? Because I'm known at that moment to still be a dog.
Okay.
So no, a hoe can't get married. She can. I'll change it to yes, she can.
Okay, she can.
Anybody can get married.
You can.
Knowing that she's hoeing, I'd be damned. Yeah. Well, Nancy did get
married. How did I know we would circle back to that, ladies and gentlemen? It's perfect. It just fits. Here's what I know. It does not. It just because. Now, okay. In the court of public opinion.
Thank you, Miss Phoenix. Trey Michaels. That's it right there. Other women call women hoes. Men just do it in music. We ain't, you know, we do it, but shit, women do it more than men now. And put women down.
But it's become part of the vernacular. Because when I see you, I'm like, what's up?
Put each other down. I don't see men doing that.
When I call you, I say, what's up, dog? It's become a part of the vernacular, right? Oh. It don't hurt nothing, right?
You can call me whatever. It don't hurt me. See, we allow the words to have the power that they have.
I do.
Okay. Some women may not, but many are all right. Listen. Back to being called hoes, dog, or whatever. The whole thing is we give these actual terms power. True. Okay.
True.
We make the word a positive word or a negative word. Okay. And that's the whole thing. I saw a video. I'm going to try to find this video. And basically saying that somebody who has this mindset, you can't shake them because they don't give a damn what you think about them.
Okay.
I'm that type of guy. I don't give a flying shit what you think about Dialing Yale Williams. I've been a great guy. I've been a fuck boy. I've been on the same thread by the same woman called a womanizer and gay.
A gay womanizer?
Woman logic.
Okay.
I've been this. I've been that. Mm-hmm. I've been... You name it. I've been that guy.
Okay.
And I've been okay in each instance.
You'll be that.
I'll be that. One of my favorite songs ever. Shout out to Reggie Noble Redman. I even created a meme that said, I'll be that. fuck you.
I'll be that.
I'll be that.
Right.
I'll be that, because at the end of the day, it don't shake nothing with what you're calling me.
Doesn't change you.
Doesn't change me. This the other part. I might actually be that.
And you could be that.
And I could be that. I could be that fuck boy and be okay with it.
Okay. All right. Bet.
Ooh, we. That part.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
But oh, yeah. Man. Trey is up. And Dr. Trey has arrived. Man, down a little hard. We can do the same. Yeah, however, this is up. Yeah, but I'm every woman out here. Whole is life. Trey Michaels.
Right on.
Great.
I'm with you.
Great. I guess what I'm probably saying is, if you present yourself as such, don't get mad when somebody calls you that. Is probably what I'm saying here. Right. Somebody saw me as a fuck boy. They called me a fuck boy. Why? Because that's the image I presented
to them.
To them.
So you're saying be okay with it.
Be okay with it.
Be okay.
If that's the image you're gonna give, that's the energy you're gonna get back. I was in a scene last night. Everybody like, man. I walked to the cigar bar, suited. I ain't even say nothing to nobody. I just walked through to get a stick. I walk out, player. Hold up, real fast. Why you doing it to him like that in here? What are you talking about, brother? He said, you know, I was, you know, like I step out. I say, man, I just came to get a cigar, brother. I wasn't trying to outdo nobody attire-wise up in here. That's what he saw.
Got you.
See what I'm saying? Got so that's the energy that I gave in that moment.
Got you.
If you present yourself as that, that might be the energy you get. Trey Michaels once again going in. See, and even women look down on other women for hoeing. Shit, yeah, women do, and they still want to be married. I mean, broke people want Maybachs. I'm
Stop. Shit. Broke people want Maybachs. They do. I mean, that'd be somewhere to sleep. I'm just saying. It's nice. It's roomy.
Holes want marriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
You may not get it because you're a hole.
I mean,
but, like you broke. You may not get that Maybach.
I mean,
what you unless you get you a PPP loan.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we deal with in here. Sometimes the leg is janky.
Where's TR? The captain's going to be here to hold it down.
I know. That's right. But it's all good. We gonna roll with it, y'all. Anyway. But yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, this is why Nancy was trending last weekend. And I brought it around just basically my point and my takeaway from that is you can't take two people and try to shame one using the other.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know their life.
Right.
And you don't realize that they are people too.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's really what I'm seeing at the end of the day.
Okay. So let me close out these real quick leg chats.
Okay. What else you got here?
That right there. Go cover that one right there.
Trey Michael, the issue is that many women expect men to hoe around so they will still marry them. Well, okay. Mm. So why do I think that is, Trey? I think, you know what's funny? I think men are expected to have a certain sexual prowess when they get to marrying age. What you think? Do you think you feel, have you ever felt that pressure?
What?
Like you meet a woman and you're expected to be like the sex god? You should have, so for example, you can't meet a woman and go, hey, look, how you doing? You know, it's great to meet you, da 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 da. I'd like to take you back to my house, but I've never had sex before.
Once again.
Do you think she gonna go home with you?
Once again, dialing is the I don't care guy.
You would do it.
This is, I came here for a race, not a marathon. Oh, I got my, oh, you didn't get yours? My bad. My bad. My bad. My bad.
My man said, I come spinning out of the turn. It's over.
I mean, you heard the gun go off. Boom. Boom.
I was trying to get there as fast as I could.
You wasn't running? My legs was working. you just in there. You just laying down. Oh, you were stretching.
You
were stretching your legs. You were stretching your thighs.
I'm done. So what you about to do?
What you about to do? So, but I mean, if I do a good job, because the thing is, I would never put pressure on myself like that. Sometimes okay. I overperform. Sometimes I feel like I underperform. Oh, well, I got mine.
It is what it is.
You was watching the same movie I was.
We was there.
You know how it ends.
You know how this movie ends.
You should have fast forwarded.
But see, that's the thing. That's the nuts should have fast forwarded.
We still worry about pressure.
I'm saying.
To please.
Well, I'm saying, though. But I mean, isn't that why you think in society.
You know I'm bullshit.
They would think, of course, sir. Of course. But you would think in society, if you expect a man to be traveled, if right. you will. And then on the other side, we expect the women to be not so traveled.
Nah, I kind of like a traveled woman.
Okay, gotcha.
I truly do.
Gotcha.
Because, I've been the teacher
traveled or...
of the less traveled woman.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah,
let me teach you how to, you know.
How to do some things.
How to do some things.
Pause.
So, pause. Pause. You know how you want to be treated.
Yes.
Okay. So you teach them how to treat you like you want to be treated.
I treat you, right.
Okay, so, but you're still a rookie.
You're still learning.
I've had somebody come up in there and say, whoa! And in back of my head was, what the fuck did she learn how to do that shit?
Right.
Never mind. Continue.
Continue. Please don't stop. We'll talk later.
You been off them training wheels.
Yeah, boy. You doing tricks out here.
You doing tricks out here.
One way of motion.
Cirque du Soleil face ass.
All right, Trey Michael, I agree with that, darling. We do give the words power. I've been saying for years that many women worry too damn much about what others think of them, and they worry too much about relationships and for heterosexual women having a man. Men ain't thinking about us like that. We need to worry about our own damn selves. Hashtag get money.
We are thinking about y'all like that, Trey. That's why we have a problem with how the over saturation of the sexualized woman. So, yeah, we are thinking about y'all. If you notice nowadays, a lot of men are saying, I'm just tired of seeing that.
Really?
I've said it.
What makes you tired of seeing it?
And
you just think it's just too much. It's just too much.
Just give me balance. Stop trying to sell me your ass as that's what makes you a good woman.
Okay. Oh, you want to pull up that? Oh, you don't want to pull up that video, do you?
Oh, I got it queued up.
Oh, Lord, you got it queued up. Oh, my goodness.
I got it queued up. My God. Let me hold up.
So, ladies and gentlemen. in this part of the show, if you are a sensitive viewer,
Dollar is clowny.
You may want to turn this down. You may want to turn this down because this video, it was on WorldStar, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and Twitter,
up, my God.
And TikTok. And
hold up, I'm gonna share the video link. Give me a second.
Listen, y'all, this video was wow. I remember I was sitting there reading. I was not reading it. I was watching it in the parking lot. My mouth was just locked. Wow. It was a lot.
Now, we've often said this.
This has been a conversation that we've had.
It's been a raising conversation, not just with us, with men. And the women aren't listening to where we truly stand and how they could get to us or get more out of us.
Okay.
Right? We've been saying this once again, and I'm not going to minimize, you know, the sexual thing or what you do. You know what I'm saying?
It's not about that.
It's not about that when we decide what we really get down to deciding with who you are for us.
Okay,
your pussy good. Great.
Right.
Now what, motherfucker?
What else are we doing? Right.
What else are we doing? Now what? Oh, your throat? Might get you in the White House, apparently. So I'm doing this all backwards. Never mind.
All backwards, sir. All backwards. You should have started here and went back this way. Right. You should have started here and went this way.
I lead the mess.
A mess.
Oh, man. I'm not playing with you, Mark.
But yes. What are we alluding to? We're alluding to this. Shocking video.
What we're making this live was basically, I realized today that I have nothing to offer a man. nothing. And I feel like it took, number one, it took me 32 years to realize it, because I just found that out today. So I was today years old when I realized it. And then it took me a lot of pride swallowing to be able to admit it. I'm going to tell you why I feel the way I feel. This is not based off anyone else. This is only based off myself. But I just wanted to share it just in case it may help somebody else. I feel like I don't have anything to offer to a man because a man asked me what I had to offer him. And it was the way he asked that made me realize that I don't. He simply stated, I realize that you're single, but tell me what would I benefit from having you as my woman. Now, outside of the basics, like, oh, I look nice, I can cook, I work, I didn't have nothing else to offer. And the reason I realized that I didn't is because I got to thinking about myself, and all I've been doing for oh so many years is just working and taking care of kids. I don't know necessarily what I'm into. So there goes hobbies. I'm not necessarily sure my feminine level of energy, because majority of my relationships, I wore the pants. So how can you, as a woman, offer to be a woman to a man if you've never fully been a woman? I am a woman because I'm a female, but I'm talking about like actually be a woman, like to a man. I've never experienced that, so I don't know what that feels like. So I can't honestly say that I have anything to offer as far as a woman outside of just being a woman. So that means all I really do have to offer is some pussy, because I'm a woman.
And stop it. One. Stop the tape.
Really not enough.
Stop the tape. I can't honestly say I can. Did y'all hear what she just said?
Hold up, hold up. Let's go right into shout out Miss Larkin. What? She couldn't come up with nothing?
Listen, just stop it right there. She said that outside of just being female, she really has nothing to offer a man
but some pussy.
Except
a PPP,
the nappy dugout. Listen,
pretty pink pussy. PPP.
Are there any women out there that feel like this? Please call in,
Miss Larkin. She just pissed me off.
Oh my goodness, I was shocked now, when I was listening.
I would say she's very lost because she's confused and she doesn't understand what. And this is what the male review is here for.
Hey.
For us to highlight what we think, what we feel, what we want as men. Right. Now, once again, we're only 2, 3, 4 men in a room, right. So we don't speak for every man.
Correct.
But we do this with the concept of hopefully giving you a slight hint of understanding we are interested in actually more than just your ass.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
The lines are going to blow up.
Yeah, Radio Cast, the Mail Review. Who do we have on the line? Pimpin' Slim, baby.
Pimpin' Slim,
pimpin'. What happening, pimpin'?
Yeah, okay. First off, I heard good pussy can get you an apartment, but good throat can get you a house. Okay. that chick, what she said, I heard her talk about pussy. I ain't hear her say nothing about no head. I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh,
that was a very... That was a very educational video for some women, because I've never seen a female say that or admit that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like in awe when I heard it. I was like, oh, she said what? Oh, my God. She said she ain't got nothing but pussy to give to a nigga. I said, oh, my God. Somebody give her a pat on the back. She never admit stuff like that.
Oh, man. So what do you feel about that, though? Do you think that there's truth to that?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, Slim.
They think the only thing they got to do is get a nigga some pussy and, you know, you that's it. But that ain't it, bro.
Well, let's go in on that. So he thinks that basically circling around to what Pimpin was saying, Mark.
Basically, what Pimpin was saying is that, one, first she need a pat on the back, that part. He said she need a pat on the back. So the lady need a pat on the back.
Right.
Because that was a hard-hitting, hot take on how she feel about what she's offering as a woman.
Right.
But here goes something.
It's surprising.
It's surprising.
It's like she woke up one day and realized, hold up.
That's all I got. But the confusion, here's the thing. The parts that we kind of missed, that we kind of glossed over, is the fact that as she stated, she hadn't had a chance to fully be a woman yet to be
right.
able to understand
right. Right.
What she has to offer at this right. point in time.
Right.
All she got is some pussy right now.
Right. Now this is the thing.
And sometimes they be like, I don't even got nothing on me.
Now what has happened is, you know, and I don't know this woman. What did she give more than the pussy and that the guy possibly didn't appreciate? See what I'm saying?
I got you.
She probably did more like cooking and all that stuff. Like I'm sure men appreciate that type of stuff.
Correct.
Now, this is the third part. We got to dig and we got to go deep down the rabbit hole with this one.
Yeah.
Maybe she did a lot of stuff that he might have appreciated, but maybe she did some things that made that just
negated
all of that. You being a great woman, but you are very nagging to a man. It's almost like, you know, depending on who that man is, you could probably give him the world, but it doesn't mean nothing that when you're giving him a world and you're giving a headache as big as the world that you're giving him.
This is correct, which means that negates everything.
Yeah, so he don't even see the good that you possibly want to give him, or because she sounds like she wants to give and provide something.
Correct.
You know, more than just ass. But, all right, we're going to try this again.
Mrs. Larkin, how you guys doing?
How you doing, Mrs. Larkin? So, I saw you going off on the stream, so I'm glad, appreciate you for calling in.
Yeah,
six
just because I feel like she definitely was hard on herself.
Yes.
I can understand what she was saying, but a lot of things you won't learn how to do until you are an egg. So, I wasn't a wife until I married Carrie. So, now I'm a wife and know how to embody that. Did I know that before that? No.
Right.
Okay.
But
you... I'm a mother of three. Before my children, you couldn't have told me I could do it how I'm doing it now.
But you...
Yeah. I had to step into the role first.
Got you. But now here's the question. So now, because you bring up a very valid point. True. You didn't know how to be a wife until you became a wife. You didn't know how to become a mother until you became a mother. When did you learn to become a woman?
I learned to become a woman when I became a woman.
You mean like from birth?
Life experience.
Life experience.
A woman.
Yes.
Okay. So when you... So
a woman is growing pain.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So
it's
when,
not easy.
Oh, I have no doubt, because let me tell you, being a man ain't no walk in the park neither. Trust that. Okay. I feel you. So, but the reason I'm asking that is because she brought up some valid points and she said some things. I'm not really keying much on the part that she's saying that all she has to offer is some vagina. What I'm keying on is, when did you start to...
Someone taught her that.
It's possible.
Yes. I'm pretty sure a guy tried to possibly explain it to her or question her, or he's, because she let out with, you know, the guy asked what more, and she was like, well, damn, wow. And she doesn't even know yet, because just like you said, Ashley, where you are as a woman now, she probably hasn't reached that level. And she seemed like that she probably wants to. She probably just hadn't gotten to either realizing who she are, realizing her true credentials as a woman to, you know, you as a woman know, shoot, I know I'll do this. I know this is what makes me a great woman, and you're confident in that, and you know that's what makes you a good woman.
Right.
She probably hadn't gotten there yet.
That's what it is. Maybe it's confident, because the women who raised me definitely instilled a lot in a young age to where I wasn't told that I was only some ass to no man. I never heard that.
Okay.
Right.
So when I hear a woman say that, that's weird to me. Because I never heard that. My grandmother was married. My mother never been married, but and she don't take no shit. So I understand why she's not married.
All right now.
Because she's not knowing.
Okay. So Ash, what advice would you have given this woman right here before we get you off the line?
The advice I would give her, just collaborate with more women that you inspire by, that you look up to. Hang out with married women. Hang out with women that's in long relationships, mothers. You have to start fellowshipping with like people. Me and my husband just were talking about that last week, just having a group of like you know, people, married people.
Yeah, like-minded people.
Yeah, like just being around that energy helps.
True, true, true. I often say, and that is actually a motto of mine, that I congregate with like-minded people. Some things really didn't start changing for me until my circle changed a little bit. You know, they inspired me to do better. They helped me get better. They didn't stay in that whatever misery they was in. They didn't drag me down with their misery. They've had talks with me like, all right, brother, you need to do this better. You need to focus on this. Brothers like TR, brothers like Terrence, brothers like Mark L. Just congregate. We have this group that we're in called Iron Sharpens Iron. That's a phrase for
that's
a man.
Help. That's a good phrase.
That's a phrase of man helping a man stay sharp, just helping them sharpen up, be tough and be strong and stay focused. Mm-hmm. And I do think women need to kind of like take on that same mantle as well, you know, and basically it's a focus thing. I see the ladies talking on the stream about how women down talk women. I do see that. I do see women talk on women that they don't even know. I've seen women walk up in the club and the next girl hating on her, talking about, look at those shoes. You know, like, but really? You don't
That's
even know
women
her.
Women equate their womanness to a look or how they, it'd be bigger than that once you actually want to be somebody's wife. But women judge women more on appearance, which is, I mean, normal. I mean, keep yourself up to some extent, but... Mm-hmm. If she got a man and she's thriving and she's living, she might want to be somebody you actually give an ear to versus tearing down.
Right, 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 right. Well, we appreciate that, Ashley. Thank you for calling in and also chiming in on the stream, ma'am.
Of course. I'll be in the chat.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so... let's go to the leg chats. They hot over there in the leg chats.
They hot with the leg chats.
Yes.
I knew that video was going to get it going, boy. That was going to get it popping.
When I saw it, boy, I said, let me share this to the fellas. Let's go ahead, Mark.
Trey Michael, I feel badly for her, but I get where she's coming from. I'm going to call in. 678-813-1113. That's 678-813-1113. And there she is.
Yeah, Radio Cast. This is the Mail Review. This is.
Hello, Dylan. This is Trey Michael.
How you doing, Miss Trey Michael? I was trying to do the sexy talk like you did for the drop. Macadamia Nuts ain't in the building right now.
Macadamia Nuts is missing.
But I am here with all that bald head. What's happening, Trey? Dr. Trey.
I just wanted to turn in about the video of the woman.
Oh my goodness.
Saying she didn't have anything to offer.
Yes.
So there's 3 points. I made sure that I wrote them down so that I will be concise.
Right.
The first point is what are valuable traits that a partner should have? Like, what is it that is considered, something that would be offered? Is it financial prowess? Is it
right?
Is it emotional support? Is it being able to give the man children? Like, that's who decides that?
Right. Well, I think every person.
There's a whole lot of. Up in the air about what's valuable.
Right, right. And I'm thinking this has something to do with the type of men that she's dated. But every man has a different set of
things
requirements, like to me, my whole thing is peace of mind.
Yeah.
I really don't care if you do or don't cook. That don't mean you won't never cook, but I don't, I date, Phoenix, she cooks often. And then she hit me with I ain't cooking today. Like, well, I don't care, you don't cook today. God damn, I never told you needed to cook. that wasn't the big thing for me. It was my piece. So every guy has a different requirement. For the next guy, it may be some financial assistance.
Or it could be pussy.
Or it could be pussy. It may be different. So,
be pussy.
So right. Go ahead.
I've been thinking about a lot of things that sometimes I've seen men look over that are valuable. For example, when a woman is all into your health,
That's great.
So you have a high quality in life until your old age. So she ain't feeding you crap. She's encouraging you to eat healthy. Mm. She's working out herself. So she's encouraging you to do that. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like, that kind of stuff like that.
Trina works out and she cooks me pork chops. Trina works out and then she cooks me pork chops. So,
Well, look, and you see,
she prime.
Who, baby? I just got healthier. Here's this piece of pork. Here's this slave meat, baby. And I'm gonna put gravy on it for you, baby, because I love you, boo boo.
First of all, I'm not gonna let you defang the pork chops in this here studio today, sir.
My other point, my second point, is you are whatever you think you are. So this young lady has been taking care of children and working, and that's it. She hasn't, educated herself maybe, or she's not into her own, hobbies and things that make her up. She doesn't have any self-development goals or anything. She's just been focusing on taking care of other people. Then I can understand why she feels like she doesn't have anything to offer, because she doesn't feel good about herself.
Mm-hmm.
So that attention that she's paying to other people, she needs to figure out how to divide that up and give some of that to herself, because honestly, you can't be good for the world if you're not good to yourself.
Right.
So I feel bad for her, but I get where she's coming from, because a lot of women are taught that their most important thing to do is take care of others, not take care of themselves. Like, we're just selfish if we start focusing on ourselves, and we internalize that belief. So even like myself, I use myself as an example. As I'm transitioning from being a mom of a child that needs me, my son is 19, he's out of high school, he don't really need me in the same way. I sometimes feel guilty doing things that are completely for me and not thinking about my kid. He still lives here with me. So it's like, it's hard. It's hard to get out of that habit of thinking that I need to be doing for him. Mm-hmm. When he's like, Mama, I don't need that money. Take that money back. I need, So that right there is some conditioning that women need to get rid of. And that's what I was saying earlier. We worry all about everybody else and don't worry about ourselves. And then when everybody, our husband dies, or they're doing what they want to do for themselves, then we're mad because we expect other people to do for us the shit we need to be doing for ourselves.
Mm. I got you. That makes sense.
Yes.
So that's my second point. My last point.
Oh, I thought we had nine more. You know how Trey do.
My mama did not raise me to put my emphasis on other people to the detriment of myself.
Mm.
She said, take care of your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that unless you're making sure your shit is good too.
Okay.
So I was always taught to kind of divide that labor up. And I don't know that many women that I've encountered really have gotten that kind of training. They're really more focused on being into the children and into the home and not into themselves. And then later on down the line, they find that they've lost themselves. That's
right.
What.
Look, ooh, we
lost. Never mind.
God, I want to go into that too, about how you do so much for your kids. By the time you're up the bat, the kids have moved on. They don't give a damn about you.
Yeah,
and now you're mad at them because they're not there for you like you want them to be there for you. That's a deep one. I tell you that all the time.
Like, right there, I
got this campaign that's called FDK Inc. I would advise everybody to join the campaign. FDK Inc., baby. It's a movement. FDK Inc. Register online at yourradiocast.com.
Look, you make some very valid points, Trey. You definitely do make some very valid points. But one of the things that she was saying that I heard that stood out to me, and that's why I was talking about the piece that we kind of go past, is the fact that she hasn't really had the chance to fully embrace being a woman yet. I think that is probably the most poignant piece of what she was saying to me, because, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to embrace being fully a woman? I mean, sure, when you do get pregnant and you have children, you become a mother automatically by default. Okay. You become a mother. When you get married, you become a wife by default. Automatically, that is the title you take as a wife. But when do you get the chance to focus on yourselves? And what I want to really take this and twist it into, Dylan, is a discussion on that whole statement, because to me, that whole statement is Aggie to me. What do you bring to the table is an Aggie ass statement.
Yeah.
What do you bring to the table? What the hell does that even mean?
I mean,
what table? What are we talking about?
The contribution table.
Right. Bro. Contribution on, of what?
Yeah. Well, how are we
contribution of the relationship. Right.
So should it be,
the relationship is the table.
I think when we come to the table, if we try to do a relationship, it shouldn't be what do you bring to the table, but what is it that you need? What do you need in order for this to be a successful relationship? What do you need for us to be here?
Touché.
I think that'd be a better question.
Because that's an aggy question. I'll see you.
That's an aggy question.
But I'm still saying, what the fuck did you bring it down? I'm saying, this is all I bring, and it's going to be a penis.
Right. It's going to be a penis. So you just some dick. That's all you is, just some dick in the world.
I mean, let. They say all men are dogs.
Oh my God.
Circling back
there
to
that. Go.
They said that shit. I didn't.
I didn't hear Nancy say it once. She said, just say no.
So I can't say that.
I don't. I'm just, but we do appreciate you, Trey Michaels. That is great insight. Dr. Trey, one of the closest friends and family of your radio cast and the Mail Review. We appreciate your insight and your very astute, outspoken opinion on these topics.
We love her. Trey, I'm going to Walmart. You need something?
Trey ain't leaning for shit.
No.
Trey is the, if I said what I said was a person. I love it.
I said what I said.
So shout out to you, Trey.
Sometimes I get my mind changed. I'm
open
to learn. I'm a learner too. So, man, I'm, you know.
Right on.
I love y'all, and thank you for the platform.
Hey, no problem.
All right, no problem.
Thanks for calling, darling.
Okay, so.
That's a real thing, man.
Hey, y'all, that's a good angle. What would you need from me?
Yeah,
that's a
what
great
do you
angle.
Need from me?
That's a great angle,
right? Because that's if we here at the table,
right?
Never mind what I brought. What you need,
you know?
Because maybe I ain't got that.
But the downside to that possibly is because maybe somebody like her or whoever it may be has been so used to them being the only person putting something on that table,
correct,
that they have been prompted to say, I'm tired of being the provider and cooking everything on this table. Let me know what you got.
Yeah.
The leg chat Phoenix said, I felt like that when myself and Dylan got together. Mm. So you questioned yourself as a one. Hold on. Whoa. No. What we ain't gonna do is this bullshit ass lie, Phoenix. Phoenix had one thing that she was interested in dialing for.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Get the hell off my stream.
But dialing, you haven't been Phoenix. A barber in many years.
Get the hell off my damn stream, Phoenix, talking about I felt like that when myself and dialing got together.
It could possibly be true. Let me tell you why. You know, they want that and something else. And see, if you're carrying that, then it's possible that you got the other thing, too. So I ain't going to say which thing is which thing. And you know, you do
let it
thing,
be known.
And let that thing be what.
Let it be known. Read what Trey said.
Trey Michael said, a lot of women do little to no self-development because they are focused on caring for others.
She said that earlier.
That is correct. That is a very correct thing. Where you talk about getting lost, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And like I said, it her video to me sounded like, not only did it sound like
the information,
but
me.
It sounded like a cry for help, right?
Yes.
Hey, I don't
help
know
me.
What
I don't
I'm
know.
Doing.
And it's probably that she just been picking stupid men who don't appreciate women. If that meant, look, see, people don't even recognize when I'm checking the mail.
Uh-oh. Are we checking the
look
mail?
Look here.
Checking the mail?
If that man is lost in his world and he ain't even prepared to be the man for you, which is most of the time, a lot of us aren't even ready, mm-hmm. but they still have demands because they need you to fix them. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
That's
now,
true.
It's one thing to help a man get to his manhood because we do need that. But sometimes a man is just lost and he's going to use that woman anyways.
So when
you can't save his punk ass,
it's
your fault. So it might be possibly the man that she chose with they bitch ass. One thing I could tell you, I ask very little of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I ask very little. It is not her job to make me or to save me.
True.
That's on me to
bring what I bring to the table. She don't have to ask me, but it's still my duty to, regardless if I'm asked or not, to bring something to the table.
Because you got your own standards.
I got my own standards. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's, but that's not her job to fix me.
Correct.
Probably her job to help me.
But it ain't her job. It's her choice.
It's a choice, but it ain't her job to make Dylan the man. It's my job to make myself the man. Mm-hmm. So possibly dealing with this young lady right here, she just haven't had the right man to applaud whatever she does have to offer. So,
or
okay.
A woman.
Or a woman. Shoot. Be quiet.
I'm just saying.
All right. They build their lives around kids and try to have a relationship and being martyrs for their families. That's now, true. I have an ultimate problem with that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Especially when them niggas is old. Especially when them niggas is old. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn.
Oh, how? What you mean? Old? You talking about
old?
Older family members or older children?
5 minutes from having gray hairs on your balls or your
okay.
twat.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So you 5 minutes away from that.
In other words, when you should
and
be
it's still mama, daddy. Get the fuck out of my face.
Well, you should be grown.
Right? You should be grown. Mm-hmm. I got a true problem with that because the thing is, and I've always told people that. When you gone, you leaving the world to have to take care of your little stupid ass child.
Right.
Who's a grown man or a woman now, since you wanted to spoil that motherfucker into adulthood.
They don't know how to do shit now.
Stop doubting your rearing abilities.
Right.
You feel like you got to save this motherfucker, and you probably realize that your child is stupid. But don't leave. But don't leave that to be our problem, because you ain't gonna always be here. Because once you're gone, somebody else got to deal with your stupid ass child. Mm, mm, mm. So let that child grow into the person that they're supposed to be. So you could go on with your life and enjoy whatever 5 minutes you got on this earth.
Right, because you spent your whole life raising them.
Right. So, Miss Larkin, Phoenix, can you elaborate a little, if you don't mind, because maybe I don't understand her wrong. Trey Michaels, exactly. She said it flat out. She's been going to work and taking care of kids, has completely lost herself and is heartbreaking. Wow.
Now, one thing, let me say this. Now, keep y'all we're gonna put the link to that video mm-hmm. on the page.
Yes.
Because it's longer than that. I just had him stopping at that point so mm-hmm. that we could talk about it. Because that was the good part yes. right there. So it's longer than that. She goes further into her life experience, and y'all understand a little bit more about why we're seeing right. this in this way. But basically, yeah, it's her life experience. She's been, and most people do this. I mean, we talk about this even with men's health. We mm-hmm. talked about that when shout out to Therapist G, because we martyr ourselves too. Men do that too.
Oh,
we kill ourselves.
We kill ourselves
to try to make sure. Look, bruh, I can go back in the history. Now my kids are grown now. My children are grown now, but I can go back in the thoughts of when we were struggling. We was worried about what Christmas was going to look like. Mm-hmm. When we started worrying about that in November, when we started trying to figure out little side hustles and gigs and, you know, little felony to try to get the money together. To make sure our kids had a good Christmas.
Right.
So now that they're grown, yeah, I'm waiting on my FDK pen to come in the mail. I'm getting some of them made. Who think it's a game? FDK pens, $5. You want to join the club? We're going to have to sign a contract and everything. It's going to have the shape of Mr. Williams' head at the top, and it's going to say FDK. And it's gonna be great. It's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be a bronze.
It's gonna be huge.
And it's gonna be for my people. It's gonna be for my black people. What do you have to lose?
And I would say we donate the proceeds to children, but that would just be against the whole organization. Yeah. FDK, we're gonna be at grown folks now. But as we reach this age, pretty much like you pointed out, when we reach this age and we got like 5 minutes left, because I told my sons, listen, I did all the climbing and the bloody fingernails and bloody hands and scraping and scratching trying to get to the top.
Yeah.
And now I'm on the other side. I'm trying to hold on because it's all a downhill slide from here, boy. I'm telling you right now, you know, I am nearly 25 in the world. And I mean, you know, I don't got much further. I don't got much further to go. But while I'm here, I'm trying to enjoy myself. But if I got to keep on raising a child that I put all of this into.
Or raise a mate in your relationship.
This is correct.
You're carrying them. Look here. And just that being the responsibilities that we have as a man, yeah. We're supposed to carry the relationship. The
we're supposed to be the beast of burden.
But that's stressful.
It is.
That's stressful.
It stresses
you. You know, I think, let's go there. That's probably what the guy is asking.
Yes.
Since my part of the relationship is to carry the relationship, and not to minimize the woman's part, but they say men are the leaders, blah, blah, bullshit, right? The men are the leaders.
Right.
Okay, so since I'm leading, what part are you going to play? It's truly what they just don't know how to present.
How to put that in words.
Yeah,
right.
How to put it in words. Some bullshit ass, what are you bringing to the table? What part do you play in this relationship?
Correct. What is the part
you're going to play? If I'm going to do XYZ, that ain't got nothing to do with ass.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to do with sex.
That's the gravy.
That's the gravy.
That's the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, because we do that and I don't even got to know your name. So put that to the side.
Yeah, as long as it's there.
As long as it's there. Put that to the side. How do you benefit this relationship?
Yeah.
So we both can be happy and thrive in a relationship.
What are the features?
And make it continue past
that
a year or two.
Or that.
Or get to marriage or whatever the goal is.
Or 50 pumps.
Or 50 pumps.
How we gonna continue?
Yes. Mm. I already told you, I run a marathon. She said that she doesn't know what she likes because she doesn't know herself because she's been focused on others.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, like I always say, focus on you. Y'all think I be joking when I say FDK. And this is my theory on FDK because it really relates to the parents as well.
Yeah.
Okay, my mind thinking is you have to put yourself first. You have to. If I can't take care of me, how the hell I'm going to take care of them kids?
Man.
How the hell I'm going to take care of my mate who I'm in a relationship with if I don't take care of myself? So when somebody be on blah, blah, me, I don't give a goddamn because if I'm not in the right mental space right now, the hell with what you talking about. I got to get in this mental space so I can take care of your stupid ass.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Radio Cast, the Mayor Review, who do we have on the line? I already know it's Pimpin' Slim. He calling back in. What's happening, brother?
Yeah, man. First off, you said when you old,
I mean, they're around the corner. You already know what it is, brother.
All right, let me get back to what I want to say. All right. Some of these people, they focus on us and straight, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But besides us as men, we have to get our values. It's okay to be selfish.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to.
It's okay to be selfish.
It's okay to be selfish. Go out there and pamper them. Go out there and have a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a prime example. You've seen a mother, like, they always going to keep it. Once they go, and they go, their grandma or their baby dad. You know. They got them gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, they open up once the kids is dropped off.
Yeah.
Time to drop
something
else off.
Yeah.
Leave the pit
slam. They got more work to do. Okay. Hey, I dropped these kids off to come get these kids over here.
These kids are Lord.
Shout out Nancy. Oh Nancy, shout out to Nancy. Oh man, yeah, that's true, man. I agree. Take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Yeah. You have to give yourself. Go ahead.
Like y'all said about, you know, we already carry.
Right.
As you know, especially in the bus pipe, mm-hmm. You know, men be walking around the country with a goddamn dime, right?
Right. We should be.
You got to deal with it.
Right.
That's why I made that song. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't always fucking in hard.
Right.
Sometimes we just, you're already dealing with it.
Right.
Yep.
So if I'm going through it, that's just more stress on the heart.
True.
Right. And that's what makes the relationship hard when both people are stressing.
Oh my God. Trust me.
Man.
Those of us who've been married absolutely understand that.
So
So yeah, man, we appreciate your call in again, brother Pimpin' Slim. Hey, a outstanding artist right here on the line, Pimpin' Slim. And also, you already see it, Pimp Talk coming soon to your radio cast. I know it sounds a little entertaining just by the name in itself, but listen here, man, you go follow this guy on his IG, and he is truly dropping some knowledge. The one that caught me, brother Pimpin' Slim, is, and let's cover that while you're here, and you said something in the video like, how is a woman letting a man stress her out and he don't even got a car?
Yeah.
I called to y'all like, nigga, do you see the video that he just put up?
That's real thought.
Yeah. I mean, he need you for everything, but he's stressing you out.
like how you let them get that bad girl out here? You know what I'm saying? It's the
right.
Like, no, I don't understand it.
Right. So Pimp Talk once again coming soon, January. We're gonna be starting up him and Young B the Truth. It's gonna be a very outstanding, entertaining show on your radio cast as well. It's gonna be going down. We're still selecting the day between Monday and Tuesday. But yeah, great talk and also good music. We're gonna be posting his music and everything on the streams as well, man. Shout out to you, Pimp. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate y'all, man.
All right, brother.
Yeah, so let's get these last chats out of here before we get out of here, because we are now in mail review overtime. Oh, man, Trey Michael said this. And it doesn't matter what others think. If she believes she's a nickel out here instead of a dime, then that is the truth. Oh. Pimpin' Slim, I need loyalty. I need the type of John Connor was rapping about. I shared that John Connor. Mm-hmm. John Connor, one of my favorite artists, just a very, very detailed guy with his lyricism. I need a queen and she will be treated as such. Mm-hmm. Phoenix, I am typing with one hand, so forgive me, Miss Lo- Look, get it together.
Oh my God. Somebody's getting ground glass in the pork chop tonight.
Look at me. Somebody, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even be cooking every night.
Lord.
Oh man, come on now. Ashley, you gotta, Miss Larkin, you gotta get in the kitchen. But I don't know, time's off, night's off. If he's okay with it, he's okay with it. That goes back to
I don't love, and ladies, look here.
We do not see, that's what I'm saying. These arguments that we be having back and forth with women telling us what we want, and we be here telling you we don't give a shit.
Right.
We don't give a shit. Just like Pimpin' said, be the loyalty. That's what he needs. He needs that loyalty. Like I say, I need my peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? Like those necessities, what every guy needs personally, is what makes him say, I'm going to do this with this woman. I'm going to go this far with this woman. Or I'm just going to treat her like a piece of ass. Goes back to possibly how she presents herself.
There's a thought. I need her to be flexible. I need her to be able to, because, you know, I have various flights of fancy, various things I'm into. I need her to be flexible. I need her to be fun-loving. I need her to be
flexible, like how flexible?
Hey,
like,
look, I need you back to we'll talk about that
on Marker.
That's dark. When I speak of flexibility, though, I mean the ability to try different things and try new stuff. I'm an adventurer. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of like that. Now, as much as I'm an adventurer, I'm also a homebody. So I kind of need you to be able to be into that as well. So, hey, we can be out, we can be vacationing,
right.
We can be at the crib. I need you to be flexible. Mm. That makes sense? Ms. Larkin says, do not offer the yussy until you have more to offer. I want to know how many people. They might do that.
No, I'm going to tell you why I don't buy that. Because you can finally give up the yussy. This trash ass yussy. I bought your ugly ass kid some school supplies, and this is the pussy that you brought to the table?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is what you brought to the table.
This is what you brought to the table.
There's no walls, ass.
Oh, no, darling, nah.
Shit.
Oh, no. It's broken.
I
I told y'all I was gonna be raw dollar today. I thought y'all was gonna be raw today.
It's broken.
Well,
see, we had overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
That bomb's hey, free now. That bomb's a free.
Once down. You have kids, it becomes all about the no, don't, no, don't.
No, it does. I feel you.
It don't become all about them.
It
becomes about them. We make it
all about them.
I just feel
it doesn't
like,
become them.
I just feel like I need to make it more about me. Mm-hmm. I need to have my shit together to take care of my sons.
Okay. This is true. No, you. I
so
right.
I make it more about me because
but,
if
but see. You make it once, more about once, you to do what?
Me still running the streets like I was saying earlier till 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. It does not make it about them. I'm not making it about them.
Right.
I had to actually buckle my shit down so I could actually do what my kids needed from me. Right. See what I'm saying? So yes, it's about them, but I get what's being said.
You see what
I'm
saying? Truly get yeah, what's being you're saying. Getting that. That's yeah. it.
Trey Michaels, I think we are all commodifying people when it asks, what do you bring to the table?
It feels like it. Like seriously, you looking at me like you finna buy and sell me, or I'm finna buy and sell you.
I mean,
I think it's an Aggie-ass question. I've always thought that.
Are we not?
What do you bring to the table? It sound like Poppy, I slapped the shit out you.
Are we not a commodity?
I mean,
you with somebody for a reason.
Yeah, but does that make you a commodity?
Yes, it does.
Does it though?
Let me.
Are you looking up how much? Look, my stock was down because
commodity, a raw material or primary agricultural product that can be bought and sold, such as coffee or. Well, I am golden brown.
Oh, jeez.
I've been called coffee brown. Hey. But this definition right here, a useful or valuable thing, such as water or time. I think we are useful to our mates. So we are a bit of a commodity. It sounds ugly when you put it in the terms of whatever you perceive commodity is.
A widget. Like in business.
I feel like I'm a bit of a commodity too. Trina, and I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that.
She's whatever I do for her, and I don't even know what it is because I don't know what's wrong with her.
It just comes out
she's benefiting from it, so that makes me a commodity to her.
So it really,
I'm a commodity to her happiness, or vice versa, as it may seem.
So as it comes down to it, it really is just your optics.
How you view it.
I look at it like. Asking me what I bring to the table is like I fucking owe you something. And no the fuck I don't.
Hey.
And no the fuck I don't. And thanks for tuning in to the Mail Review.
Hey, let me hear this song. Hey, Pepper Slim, Dolly didn't want to hear that shit talking about fingers talking about she felt some type of way and she was answering herself. Shut the hell up, man. I'm here trying to be modest on this goddamn stream. I felt that way before too, Phoenix. Damn, y'all. Like I wasn't worthy. I definitely have been there. It's a common thing. Stop doubting
yourself. That's a hot topic. We might have to come back to this.
That's got to be next. That's got to be going into the new
gotta
year.
It's got to be another. It's got to be some. It's got to be some guy that has it gotta be some rebuttal to this.
Yes, it has to be.
Has to be.
Has to be. Who would it be?
Yeah.
Who could do who such could things?
Wouldn't it be great if we? Hey, would y'all I've already tried. Because I swear to God,
that
show would be great.
I've already tried.
I think I'm a high value gentleman.
Stop doubting your rearing abilities.
This is old ass word.
Right.
It is.
Right.
If you think you did it right, let's find out. You know how you pull that wind up toy
mm-hmm.
and you pull it so tight and then you pop it loose.
Right. Let's see what
let's
it do.
Let's see what it's gonna do.
Let's see what it do.
I would say a top, but then I'd be tearing.
Y'all are killing these comments. I'm loving the comments too, by the way, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
You cannot.
That's.
I can't pour from an empty beer can. I definitely ain't been able to do that. I've tried it. That 8-ball I got last week, it don't work. Go for it.
Pour something out for the dead.
Yeah, for the dead homies. I had to go back and be like, hey, y'all need that? I mean, you know.
Go ahead with Trey Michaels' comment.
I don't do transactional relationships, so the commodity thing doesn't align with me. Same thing. I feel like this. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, yes, it's a transaction. for this, I'm going to give you this in exchange for that. That's a transaction. So you go to the store, you go buy something. Hey, in exchange for this $30 damn pot roast, I'm going to give you this credit card. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm probably going to say some bad words. But in order for me to take this pot roast out of here to feed myself and my family, I'm going to have to give you this in exchange. That's commodifying the relationship. People are not tools. People are So that's why I feel like that question is aggy as hell, because it feels like you're treating me. Because if that's the case, darling, shit, everything should be $40. Everything should be $40.
Or $22.50.
Or $22.50. I give you more than $22.50. That's it. $22. I give you no more than $22.50.
Y'all had to be there for your birthday to understand $22.50.
$22.50.
All right. So transaction. I guess I'm too much too technical on words. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really zoom in on the actual base meaning of a word. Transaction, an exchange or interaction between people.
Yeah.
Transaction,
not interaction for people, between people.
Yeah,
right.
So relationships are transactional.
$40 get you
an exchange or interaction.
Okay, an interaction between the two
between people.
Yeah.
What more do you want from me?
Oh Lord!
What more do you want from me?
I'm just saying.
Google is free as fuck.
I understand. It's like feel.
Man, get out of y'all fucking feelings, man.
It don't feel right.
Mark L., you, sir, can,
it don't feel.
You, sir,
I'm can, gonna go with the
can
feeling.
No longer post on Fuck Your Feelings Friday because you actually saying a word. You actually worried the about feelings. I worried about the base
except
meaning.
On and if, and if hold on, time out. Asterisk, Fridays don't count.
if you are that sensitive behind the words and can't understand the true concept of what I'm saying,
it's just I say it to me. It feels aggy. Just like you know, remember Reveille sounded aggy as fuck, especially if you just got in 30 minutes ago. Didn't that sound aggy? You can't argue. He can't argue. He cannot argue the point. It's how it felt. It's how it feels inside, sir. It's how it feels.
How I
don't get me wrong though. Now let me bring it back, y'all. Just you know, we gonna get
it's
out of
it. It's a collaboration. We aren't exchanging anything. You just do. I need to put the definition transaction back up there?
No.
Okay.
No. We get your point. I get your point. Just to bring it back home. Understand.
A collaboration.
I'm not as sensitive as you would think to that. I just said it feels agony. It's just
you're once again pandering to your audience.
I'm not.
Hey,
but I'm not. It rubs me the wrong way, sir. It just does.
I understand. Oh, I agree with you, ladies. Yes. Darling
see,
is
and this
asshole.
Is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. When imagine, you work with a Gemini.
See, this is I gotta fight harder
shout
with
out
TR.
To the Geminis
I gotta fight harder with
I don't
TR
know
here,
this is.
But
this
I can handle
like
just dialing by himself.
The 18th version of dialing at the moment.
Pap, 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 pap,
I'm saying the feels.
Pap, 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 pap,
the
I can handle dialing by his
feels. The way it feels.
The way.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I want to thank y'all for joining us here on this Saturday afternoon on the Mail Review, and now we're in overtime.
Yes.
And the Upper Room is no longer watching.
Hell yeah. Radio Cast.